Right. So we're diving into running these huge AI models on your own computer.
Whoa.
Yeah. You sent over some notes and a transcript.
Yeah.
About this thing called DeepSeek.
Uh-huh.
And it's got huge potential. Like, just imagine.
I know, right?
Having that power right there at your fingertips.
It is fascinating to think about.
Isn't it?
It's becoming more and more accessible. And I think that's what's so interesting about it, you know?
Absolutely.
It really makes you wonder, what could this mean for data privacy? The future of personalized AI.
It does.
So buckle up. We've got a lot to cover.
We do. Okay, so let's break this down. First things first. What exactly is DeepSeek?
Right.
From what I'm seeing here, it's a Chinese-developed large language model.
Mm-hmm.
LLM.
Yeah, an LLM for short.
Exactly.
That's right.
It's open source.
Open source.
Free to use.
And free to use.
And people are saying it's shaking things up.
Absolutely. And I think for a long time, companies like OpenAI, they've been the major players in controlling access to these very advanced AI models.
Mm-hmm.
And DeepSeek coming out and being open source and free, that's a total game changer. And it's like opening the doors and letting anyone tinker with this really powerful technology.
I can definitely see the appeal for developers and like the tech savvy folks out there.
You know, and actually your notes, they include a really straightforward guide.
Okay.
And it involves a few tools, a Llama Docker, and something called Open Web UI.
Okay, so these are some pretty techy terms.
Yeah.
But I think I'm starting to get the picture here. It sounds like you're building this custom setup. It's like souping up your car.
Exactly. It's like you're modifying your car for performance.
Okay.
Think of a Llama as like the turbocharger, you know, that extra boost.
Got it.
For your computer to handle DeepSeek.
Okay.
Docker is like that custom garage where you're keeping everything organized, contained, and running smoothly.
Uh-huh.
And then Open Web UI, that's your fancy dashboard where you have control over everything.
I love that analogy. Yeah. Okay, so is there like a beginner setup I can choose?
Hmm.
Like if my computer isn't exactly a high-powered racing machine.
That's the cool part. You can choose different versions of DeepSeek based on your computer's power.
Oh,
you know, it's like choosing between different engine sizes.
Oh, okay.
So you're rocking a more compact setup. You might opt for the smaller 1.5B version.
Okay.
But if you have a powerhouse machine, you can go for the full 7D version.
Awesome. I love having options.
Options are good.
But let's get to the part I'm really curious about. How well does this thing actually work?
Right.
What can you actually de-do with DeepSeek?
Well, from what I'm seeing here, they put it to the test with a research paper about something called the attention mechanism.
Okay, wait, hold on. Before we dive into that.
Yeah.
What exactly attention mechanism?
Absolutely. It's a key concept in how these large language models actually work.
Okay.
So think of it like when you read a complex article, you naturally focus on the most important parts, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, the attention mechanism allows the AI to do the same thing.
Right.
It helps it zero in on the most relevant information, which is crucial for understanding and generating meaning text.
So like giving the AI a highlighter.
Exactly. Giving it a highlighter to pick out the key points.
Got it. Okay, so what happened when they tested DeepSeek with that research paper?
The results are pretty impressive.
Really?
They tried both the 7B and the 1.5B version.
Okay.
And get this, the larger 7B model was able to analyze the paper, pull out the main ideas in a way that really showed it understood the concept. It wasn't just spitting out random words, it was actually grasping the meaning.
So it's like having your own AI research assistant.
Exactly.
This is blowing my mind.
It is pretty amazing, but I think we should probably take a quick pause.
Let's do it.
And we'll come back and we can talk about how this technology performed on other real-world tests.
Sounds good.
And what those results could mean for the future of AI.
All right, we'll be right back after this quick break. Don't go anywhere.
So before the break, we were talking about how DeepSeek was able to actually analyze that research paper and pull out the main ideas.
Yeah, it really seemed like it was actually learning from the paper. Not just like regurgitating information.
All right.
But did they try anything else besides that research paper?
They did. They actually threw a few curveballs at it.
Oh, really?
They tried using it to translate a Vietnamese menu.
Oh.
Which can be tricky because of the nuances of the language.
Yeah, Vietnamese cuisine is delicious, but the language can be tough.
It can be, and the larger 7B model did a pretty decent job, but the smaller 1.5B model struggled a bit, and it kind of highlights this interesting trade-off in the world of AI, power versus efficiency.
Right. You get what you pay for, or in this case, what your computer can handle.
Exactly. The more powerful the model, the more resources it needs. But with that extra power, comes greater capabilities.
That makes sense.
And they also tried giving DeepSeek some really complex prompts, you know?
Oh, so like giving it a brain teaser.
Yeah, they were really pushing it to see how well it could understand and respond.
What kind of prompts did they use?
Things like asking it to write a short story in a specific style or to
Oh.
come up with creative solutions to a hypothetical problem.
Man, how did it do?
The results were a bit mixed. You know, sometimes it came up with these really impressive responses, but other times it generated output that was, well, let's just say a little nonsensical.
So even with all this advanced technology, there's still room for improvement.
There is, and I think it's good to remember that these AI models, they're still under development. You know, they're not perfect,
Right.
but they are getting better all the time.
It's like we're witnessing the early days of something truly revolutionary.
It really is, and it makes you wonder what could the future hold for AI?
It does,
Yeah.
especially with these tools like DeepSeek becoming more accessible.
One of the most intriguing possibilities is the rise of personalized AI.
Personalized AI.
You know, imagine a future where you can not only run these AI models on your own computer, but you can train them on your own data and customize them to fit your specific needs.
So instead of using a generic AI model, you could have one that's tailored to your own unique way of thinking and working.
Exactly. It would be like an AI extension of yourself.
That's fascinating.
It could revolutionize the way we learn work, even create.
Wow.
Imagine having an AI assistant that knows your writing style, your research interests, even your sense of humor.
Okay, now you're getting me excited.
It could help you generate ideas, write more effectively, and even explore new creative avenues that you might have never considered before.
That sounds amazing, but let's not forget about the practical side of things.
Sure.
We talked about data privacy as being this major benefit of running AI locally, but are there any downsides or risks that we should be aware of?
That's a really important point. And while running AI locally does offer greater control over your data, it also means you're responsible for keeping that data secure.
So it's like having a safe in your house.
Exactly.
It's more secure than a bank, but you need to be extra careful about protecting it.
You need to make sure your computer is properly protected with strong passwords, firewalls, up-to-date security software, and just like with any powerful tool, there's always a potential for misuse.
Right, it's not just about the technology itself, but also how we use it responsibly and ethically.
Exactly. As AI becomes more powerful and more accessible, it's crucial that we have these open and honest conversations about the potential risks and how to mitigate them. We need to develop clear guidelines and best practices for using AI in a way that benefits everyone.
It sounds like we're entering uncharted territory,
We are.
but that's also what makes it so thrilling.
It's true. There's so much that we still don't know,
Right.
but the possibilities are truly mind-blowing.
Absolutely.
And speaking of exploration,
Yeah.
there was one more key takeaway from your notes
Okay.
that I think is worth discussing, and it has to do with the performance differences between running DeepSeek locally versus using the version that's available through their website.
Oh, that is interesting. It sounds like there might be more to this story than meets the eye. Tell me more. So you mentioned a difference between running DeepSeek locally versus using it through their website. What's the deal with that? Is one better than the other?
Well, that's where things get really interesting. Your notes mention that even the larger 7B version of DeepSeek, when running locally, it wasn't quite as powerful as the version that's accessible online. And that little detail got me thinking, what if the future of AI isn't just about running things locally or are in the cloud,
Okay.
but a combination of both?
A hybrid approach.
Precisely, you get the data privacy and the customization benefits of running DeepSeek on your computer,
Right.
but you can connect to the cloud when you need more firepower.
So it's like having the best of both worlds.
Exactly. Massive data sets, continuous updates, even the possibility of collaborating with other AI enthusiasts. It's like having this direct line to a supercharged AI network right from your desktop.
Wow, that's like having your own personal AI assistant that can tap into a global brain whenever it needs to. What kind of possibilities does that open up?
Limitless potential. Let's
Wow.
say you're a researcher working on a complex problem.
Okay.
You can train DeepSeek on your specific area of study, fine-tune it with your own data and insights. But then when you hit a roadblock, you need to access a wider range of information. You seamlessly connect to the cloud and tap into those vast resources and collective knowledge of the AI network.
It's like having a research partner who's always learning and evolving, constantly expanding its knowledge base. This is incredible, but wouldn't that require a super fast internet connection?
That is a valid concern.
What if I'm working somewhere with limited bandwidth?
It's something that developers are already working on. Imagine a system where your local AI does most of the heavy lifting,
Okay.
only sending small essential bits of data back and forth to the cloud.
Interesting.
It would be like a highly efficient communication system, minimizing the need for those constant high bandwidth connections.
So it's not just about raw processing power anymore.
It's not.
It's about optimizing the way AI interacts with data, both locally and in the cloud.
Exactly. We're moving beyond the idea of AI as just a standalone tool and towards this more interconnected collaborative model.
That is fascinating.
And who knows, maybe one day we'll even see these AI systems that can share their knowledge and learn from each other autonomously, forming a true global AI network.
Okay, now we're talking science fiction.
I know, right?
But it doesn't seem that far-fetched, considering how rapidly this technology is advancing. It makes you wonder, what role will humans play in this future world of interconnected AI?
That's the million-dollar question, and I think the answer lies in embracing the collaborative potential of AI. You know, instead of viewing AI as a replacement for human intelligence,
right,
we need to view it as a powerful complement. Imagine a world where AI helps us to think more creatively, solve problems more effectively, and even gain a deeper understanding of ourselves and the universe around us.
It's not about humans versus machines. It's about humans and machines working together to achieve things we could never accomplish alone.
Exactly. Harnessing the power of AI to augment our own abilities, to push the boundaries of human ingenuity, and to unlock those new possibilities that we can only dream of today.
Well, this deep dive has been incredible, going from the nuts and bolts of running AI locally to this mind-blowing potential of a hybrid AI future.
It's been a pleasure exploring these ideas with you.
Likewise.
And to all our listeners out there, I encourage you to keep learning, keep questioning, keep imagining the possibilities. The future of AI is in our hands, and it's up to us to shape it in a way that benefits all of humanity.
I remember this deep dive is just the beginning. There's a whole universe of AI knowledge out there waiting to be explored if you decide to try running DeepSeek locally. We'd love to hear about your experiences. Until next time, stay curious, my friends.